we had always made the case that most of our treatments are action-oriented, and most of our clients aren't. So motivational interviewing was really built to try and deal with the pre-action piece of the puzzle, trying to get people motivated, trying to get them to make decisions, trying to get them to resolve ambivalence. So what Bill did with the motivational interviewing was really very nicely develop a whole series of strategies and a way of thinking about how do you address people who don't want to think about it or aren't interested in it, who are just thinking about it but are sitting there stuck in ambivalence, and how do you get them to kind of make a decision and make a plan. So there is the two phases of motivational interviewing. There's kind of the early stage phase part that's really much more motivational and works with pre-contemplation and contemplation from a stage perspective. And then there's the planning for change. And he has a change plan, and you kind of work on what are you going to do now to change, which is really more of a preparation stage activity. So they grew up together. They kind of really meshed well together, and it still seems that they work well together.